You are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
As the leader of this vision, I make it very clear that everything happening in CRC is by the grace of God and by the grace of God alone. And I definitely, and every leader in this church, give God all the glory. I stand amazed. I'll tell you something. I was watching, I don't do it often, but Sunday this today, I was watching on Facebook what's happening in all the churches and all the pictures of all the volunteers. And I thought, wow, how amazing that we have so many in South Africa, over 120,000 people that are just serving God in simplicity every Sunday in so many different locations. And I give God glory for every volunteer. I give God glory for every prayer. I give God glory for every giver. I give God glory for every encourager. I give God glory for every home cell leader. I give God glory for every musician. I give God glory for all the wonderful people, the family of CRC. Won't you join me tonight all over South Africa and give God glory and praise and just the greatest worship that you can for what God is doing in our midst. Hallelujah. And it's only the beginning. It's only the beginning. I remember the day when I had no ushers. I remember the day when I started my first church and I was the church packer and I was the sound man and my wife was the musician and the children's head. And I was the prayer and the catcher, so I prayed and caught at the same time, and I always used to hold people on their hand, and if they go down, I would let them go down, and if I didn't like them, I'd drop them, okay. Sometimes I was too slow, I caught them on the second bounce, but I did my best. So I want to honor every volunteer in CRC. You don't know how much I thank God for you. From Cape Town all the way to Gaborone, I want to ask all the pastors, never take your people for granted. One thing about getting on the other side of 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or whatever you want to say is that you realize that the value, your most valuable assets are people. It's not buildings, it's people. The reason we build buildings are because of people, it's you. The reason why we preach, it's because of you. You are our prized possession, and I want to tell you, you are God's prized possession. God loves you so very, very much. And I'm asking every pastor and every leader that you will serve God and you will serve the people the same way that people serve this vision. I stand amazed. And I know that this future, this year, will be a year of great glory because I see the unity and I see the excitement, because a picture tells a thousand stories, and the excellence on every platform, musicians, children's workers. It takes a lot to build a great church, and I want to tell you, it's never one person. It is a great team and a great people, and I want to give every member of CRC again and every leader and every volunteer a big shout out at the beginning of this year. Come on, and those not involved, I want to ask you to get involved this year. Come on, let's do more for God in 2019. Let's go further for God in 2019. Come on, let's reach more people for God in 2019. CRC, come on. Let's write greater songs in 2019. Come on, the musicians. Let's take the glory of our God to the nations of the world. Let's make Jesus more famous in our generation. Let us be a new generation, a young generation that takes responsibility, that takes up the baton. Come on, that stands up on our watch in the name of Jesus. Let's no longer wait for the 50-year-old, but will the teenager rise up? Will the 20-year-old rise up? Will the 30-year-old rise up? Will you rise up with the same determination and say, this is my time, this is my hour, I'm going to live for your glory. I'm going to be a student for your glory. I'm going to be a teenager for your glory. I'm going to be an entertainer for your glory. I'm going to be a doctor for your glory. Oh, I need a young person here tonight to give the Lord a radical praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
There is like a you know, you think I'm everywhere, but I'm not. I am somewhere. It's like a brooding. It's like the Holy Spirit is brooding and has been brooding for a long time over the next generation. And it's like Moses that wasn't in an incubator, protected. And you've been a protected generation,
But the time has come where God is going to show you off. Not when you're 40, but when you are 20. Come on, can you handle it in the name of Jesus? The time is coming where God is going to give you great responsibility now. Where you've not wanted to come out of the shadows because you're an honorable generation. But God says, I'm pulling you out of the shadow. I'm going to take you places that you thought not possible. I'm going to use the 20-year-old to influence the 60-year-old. I'm going to use the 30-year-old to influence a government in the name of Jesus. Do not say any longer, but I'm a young person. No. God says, because you have been a faithful generation, because you have served me in the shadows, it is your time that I'm bringing you out. I'm bringing you out, says God. I'm bringing you into Pharaoh's court, says God. I'm bringing you into a place of prominence. I'm bringing you into a place of influence, and you will shine for me, and you will glow for me, and I will be glorified through your life. I will have you do what others years older than you were not able to do, because your heart has been for my glory. That is you tonight. I need you to close your eyes for a minute, and I need you to give God a love praise, a love worship. Forget about your friend, forget about your wife, and be the desperate young person that knows tonight, this is me that God is talking to. In the name of Jesus, come on. Come on. Am I talking to somebody here tonight? You're a teenager and you know that you have a great destiny. You're a student and you know you've got visions, you've got dreams. Suddenly you don't know yourself any longer. You have like a holy dissatisfaction. You've become uncomfortable. It's like you're pregnant and everybody says you have to wait. But God says there's no waiting. There's no waiting. There's no waiting. Listen to me. Oh, come on, you have your moment with God. You have your moment with God. You know, my two daughters recently, and I'm not a pastor that stands on platforms and use my platform to promote my children. I believe that a man's gift makes way for him and brings him before great men. Many pastors throw their kids on platforms, and the kids haven't got the character. But I said to Angelique today, because she influenced this, led as the head of the children's church, young girl, 27, 28 years old. And I said to her today, my girl, your obedience, your faith, not because you're my daughter, will take you around the world. Don't doubt yourself because you have two fathers who believe in you. And no matter how much we believe in you, you have to believe in yourself. You need to be a generation that believes in yourself. I said to my other daughter that started the junior youth and leads the youth now in Pretoria and believing God for a great revival there. Said, I taught them that don't let people despise you because you're a female. Where you are getting is not because you're my daughter. Where you are getting is because of your relationship with God and your belief in God, and that you believe, I've seen the same faith that is in my heart, that you are unstoppable. Whatever you set your mind to, you can accomplish. And I want to say to every spiritual son and daughter, and that is tens and tens of thousands of you, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. You will be unstoppable. If I did this, you can do so much more. You can reach higher heights than this generation ever, but you've got to believe it. You've got to make up your mind to live for His glory, for His glory, for His glory. I was 70 years old. The month I got turned 18, I got saved. 21 years old when I went into the ministry. 23 years old when I built my first church, Cash, in Lady Brand, 300 seater. 29 when we launched the ministry, CRC. Built the first section there, a little 1,500 seater auditorium. And I've seen that the hand of God, not because of me, but because I was foolish enough, and I still am, to say, here I am, Lord, use me. Because many are called, but few are chosen. God calls everybody. But there are a few individuals that go the extra mile, that pray when others play, that witness when others flirt. There's a few individuals that say, God, I will go the extra mile. I will go when nobody else goes. And that is the person that gets the eye of God, because the eyes of God run to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking for a man, a woman, whose heart is loyal to Him. I believe God is looking for people. And when you put up your hand, and you serve God, maybe as a waiter, as a qualified student. You have a degree, you may even have a master's degree, and you are willing to wait on tables. God says, do not think I do not see that. Because it's in that waiting that I am busy developing you. Because the day will come where you will serve me in higher places as you keep your heart pure and you choose not to live as a victim tainted by the lack of opportunity. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. If you can see it, you will be the most unstoppable generation that this world has ever seen. But you cannot minimize yourself, and you cannot sideline yourself, and you cannot doubt yourself. If nobody ever gives you a pat on the back and says, I believe in you, it does not matter. There is somebody that believes in you, and his name is Jesus Christ. Come on. He believes in you more than your mama and your papa. He knows what you were created to do. He created you in your mother's womb, and all you needed to do is come to the place of surrender and say, I'm here for your glory, Father. I'm here for your will, whatever that looks like, wherever that takes me. For me, it was from law school to Bible school. It was from the mission field to a little church in Lady Brand for 6 people. For my brother, it was working for Mark Temperato in the ministry, back into insurance, to stay in the will of God, selling black plastic bags, starting a business, a property business that eventually now is huge all over South Africa. But we both had one thing in common, and that was our passion for God and the kingdom of God, that we made up our minds, me, we're all in ministry, as a pastor, him as a businessman, we're going to walk together like this for his glory. And more than ever, we need that. We need the young businessmen to stand up. Can I have a big amen? We need a young generation to take responsibility for God's kingdom. We need the 20-year-olds, the 30-year-olds to take responsibility. When we built this church, it was with 20-year-olds, and it was with early 30-year-olds. It is your time. I said, it is your time. It is your time. Somebody's going to get what I'm saying, and your destiny is going to change. You're not going to sit in a corner any longer. Something is going to activate in your heart, and you are going to be an example to other people. You are going to lead a revolution. You are going to lead a revival. You are going to lead a ministry. You are going to lead a business. You are going to be taken from obscurity because God is looking for you. You are going to be taken out of the wilderness like a David, and God is going to bring you to the palace. God is going to give you favor. Somebody is going to see you. When you wait on that table, somebody's going to compliment you for your attitude, and somebody's going to employ you because of your attitude, because of your smile, because of your positivity. There's always somebody looking. And I want to tell you, God will get somebody to go to that restaurant just to eat so that you can serve that person, so that God can use that person to employ you. That's how sovereign God is, because God's eye is upon you. God has not abandoned you. God has not forsaken you. This is your time, young people, in South Africa, to live for his glory. Lift your hands with me one more time in the name of Jesus. And just have a moment. Across this country, Jesus had like 12. And most Bible scholars say that these people were young, early 20s and maybe late teens. And he put his faith in those people. Today, the church doesn't put faith in a 30-year-old. But Jesus put his kingdom in the hands of 20-year-olds, of teenagers. My brother was in his early 20s when he started his business. By the time he was 30, he already was millions and millions and millions and millions and millions strong. In spite of setbacks. Every morning, 5 o'clock, he would be praying in that room where he stayed, and I would be praying in the room where I stayed. We both cried out to God. Oh, when people told me, you're young, never even registered. I started my church in Lady Brand. I was 23. I remember the biggest attorney came to church and he looked at me. He said, "You're too young to be my pastor." And I thought, "Young? What do you mean young? I'm not 17. I'm 24. It's like, what do you mean I'm young? I'm a man of God. I'm not defined by my calendar year. I'm a man of God. So when he didn't want to come to church because he thought I was too young, I didn't feel it. I thought, well, you're missing out. Because I carried the glory of God. That many people flocked to the ministry, 60-year-olds, wealthy people. But every now and again, there was somebody that would remind me of my age. Tell me you're too young. God said to Jeremiah, do not say I'm a youth. I feel there's a shift, a generational shift, if I can say it like that. I feel that that doesn't mean that God's finished with a 40, 50, 60-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? But I feel that this revival that's going to hit South Africa, this wave of revival, God's going to use us as guardians. But the charge is going to be led by late teenagers and 20-year-olds, by a millennial generation. I really believe that. I really believe that with all my heart. But it's a generation that have to become passionate and a generation that have to become responsible. I want to say it again. A generation that has to become responsible. A generation that has to become responsible. I accept that responsibility for God's kingdom as a 21-year-old. I served God as if everything was dependent upon me. I prayed as if everything was dependent upon me. And I gave my money as if everything was dependent on me. For too long, this generation has been in the shadow. But the time has come to fetch Moses. The time has come to fetch Moses. The time has come to fetch Moses. To be the leader, to get Moses out of excuse. The time has come to take responsibility for your life, for your relationships, for the things you say, for the things you do, the places you go.
If this powerful message has touched your life and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, pray the following prayer with Pastor Utt.
Say, Lord Jesus, I give myself back to you tonight. I open my heart and I invite you to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you that you love me. Thank you that you died for my sin. I believe with all my heart that you rose from the grave. And you are alive tonight. I declare tonight, I receive your forgiveness and I receive a new beginning because of your grace. Thank you for accepting me and for washing me in the precious blood of Jesus. I'll never be the same again. I'm born again. I am forgiven. I'm heaven bound. In Jesus' name, all my sins are forgiven. I have a future. I have a great tomorrow. If you believe it, say amen, because God heard your prayer and your sins are forgiven you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.